have to say that I'm completely outraged, not only at the cost of gas prices, not just in West Virginia, but all over the country, but particularly in West Virginia, but also at the spike, the way that the spike in these prices, the way the oil companies have just jacked it up. I think it's all part of a conspiracy. I'm really honest about that. I think there's a lot of corruption and manipulation involved, and I'm very angry about it. But I'm angry about it because of what it does to West Virginia people and to West Virginia families who are trying to make ends meet. And if they do everything right, the cost of energy, if they have a couple of children, is going to be $3,000 or $4,000 extra dollars a year and of gas, and I just think that's intolerable. I'm equally outraged that this hardship is coming. At the same time, guess what? That oil companies are pocketing record-breaking profits, hundreds of billions of dollars. Congress really must take action now and is going to provide immediate relief. This is about real people and real families in West Virginia who are struggling. I know that West Virginians always prevail. We've struggled all our lives. There's nothing else we've ever been able to do. But this is one that we can't do anything about because it's being just imposed on us from outside, and we're kind of helpless, and that just makes me even angrier. But we do have a choice of things to do. I'm going to introduce, or have introduced, legislation which would provide a monthly check of between $100 and $165 to help those who are really doing everything they can to find a way to pay for the cost of gas and now food, but can't. In other words, people who are really, really struggling, who some of them may be at somewhat the lower level of income, but that's not their fault, and I'm not going to have them crushed by gas. But we also need a long-term solution, and I think that's where we're going to have to take our energy companies and our oil companies and all of our companies and, in a sense, take them to the woodshed and say that this is intolerable, that you're very relaxed around your big corporate tables, that you think this is all just a matter of doing business and making money, and that's what you're there for. And you don't seem to realize that that what this is doing is in many respects ruining the lives of our people in West Virginia and people all over the country. So it's time that we do some windfall price attacks on the oil companies, find a variety of ways to stop these unconscionable profits off of hardworking people in West Virginia and across the country. All of this has to be stopped. And I'm just telling you, it's going to happen.